What prompted you to get into this?
Well, a couple of things. One is I have wanted to see state government become more and more, become more transparent than it has been. In fact, I have been frustrated myself in being able to get access to data that really shouldn't require a big sophisticated issue. I mean, it ought to be data that's readily available. And so I started doing a little bit of looking into it and found things like that there are a number of cities that are doing some interesting things with regard to putting data up on, making data available, and then kind of an interesting grassroots aspect to it, at least it interested me, is that once you do that, the public, which is very savvy about what it wants and becoming more savvy all the time about how to put it into some sort of format that means something to them, actually ends up figuring out new and interesting ways to present that data. So it grew primarily out of me being wanting to see state government, the state of Texas, be more transparent for the people, and frankly, my own level of frustration with being able to access that.
Can you think of a couple, you know, two or three data sets that are sort of behind closed doors now that might, you know, Texans might benefit from being able to see regularly or at least attach a feed to an application so that people could interpret the data?
Primarily in the area of the budget. I mean, being able to figure out budget issues has been something that for some time I felt like there's a very significant lack of transparency. And as you probably know, I filed legislation last session that would have created some additional transparency, not necessarily in this way with this raw data, but things like, for example, the amendment I put on the funds consolidation bill, which would create openness in the general revenue dedicated funds. So that is a primary example of where if you had raw data about what was going into these general revenue dedicated funds, then you'd be, people I think would be in a position to better know what wasn't spent, what was spent, what gets just left in a piggy bank, and what gets used in the name of certifying a budget, but really is being used to just allow for greater spending when there's not necessarily the revenue there. You know, but here's the most important thing. I get involved in specific legislation from time to time, which puts me in a position to start knowing what I ought to ask for. But that's because of the position of being in the legislature. People don't necessarily know to ask for certain things. So what I want to do is see if we can't put government in a situation where it provides the raw data and puts it out there. So it's not, we're in government, we're not relying upon people asking the right question.
Do you think these agencies might come back and say, well, this is going to cost us too much money, or we don't have the software to do this, or what? How would you respond to that?
We're talking about raw data that they have, we know they have available to them. And so I'll be very surprised if the answer is we don't have the ability to do this, or it will cost a bunch of money. I'm very hopeful about the agencies doing this, and you know, and the truth of the matter is, what I get and what I don't get, I suppose, will help determine what we do from a legislative standpoint. That's not in the sense that there might be a problem with anything. It's simply that now's the time to do this, and part of the reason for doing the letter this early is I really want to work closely with these agencies, maybe even come up with ways that if they find some difficulty that appears to be a legitimate barrier or burden, that we get together and figure out through some sort of process to get to a point where there's not any confrontation here. We just work together to come up with a way to get this out. And it may be that the barriers, if they bring any barriers, it will be that there are barriers there that if we would tweak a law here or do something there, we could make this more open.
It seems to me transparency is kind of a bipartisan issue. Do you think you might be able to get some of your Senate colleagues to help you push this?
Transparency in government and openness in government and the ability for technology to help us is something we ought to just seize, and I think everybody's going to seize that. Now, I will tell you that last session, you know, I filed a couple of bills that I think would have increased transparency, and I had to amend another bill to get one of those bills in a form. I had a bill, basically I called it Google for the Budget, and it was based on a release of raw data so that the public would be in a position to follow what was going on. Well, that didn't get a hearing. So we know that not everything we try to do to increase transparency is going to be greeted with open arms, but man, technology is sure making this an easier way to go about doing it. And, you know, the truth of the matter is we ought to have a repository. As you probably noted in the letter, one of the things that I'd like to, you know, to play with is whether or not we actually have, you know, kind of a single repository where people can go to as opposed to having to do it agency to agency. But I'm willing to experiment and try to figure that all out.
And that would be sort of, I guess, maybe like a data.gov for Texas?
Absolutely.
The way the state works, where the you know there's all these sort of autonomous agencies, you know, including the elected comptroller and the land commissioner, and who would have the power to sort of create that?
If I'm candid, I don't know that I have a definitive answer to something like that. That is the kind of thing that I hope this sort of letter and this sort of work prompt a thinking process where we all work together to try to figure out what's the best way to do that. Ultimately, the goal is unassailable, and that is the greatest transparency in government is what we want to achieve. So now let's take those first steps to get it done.